senior military advisor to the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, says that remarks by Israeli officials about Tel Aviv's deadly attack in Syria's Golan Heights prove that they are fearful of Iran's reaction.
The comments by the Zionist regime officials show their fear of reaction to the martyrdom of our loved ones from Iran and Hezbollah on the Syrian soil. The Zionists should know that they are an unwanted stain on the face of the region.
Major General Yahya Rahim Safavi stressed that Tel Aviv's lies has become obvious even for the U.S. and the Europeans. Israeli media quoted Tel Aviv officials that the Israeli military was not aware of the presence of Iranian military forces in the convoy targeted by an Israeli helicopter last Sunday. Six Hezbollah fighters and an Iranian IRGC commander were killed in the attack. Iran has said that Israel should await a crushing response from Tehran. Professor at the University of Tehran, Mohammad Marandi, joins us on the phone to tell us his reaction to this. Well, Professor Marandi, you heard, I think, if you heard what that senior IRGC commander has said about this, are we going to see a response? Because no matter how you look at the situation, a senior general of Iran's army has been killed in this attack.
Yes, I think it's inevitable that Iran will hit back at the Israeli regime. But I think the timing is something that the Iranians would definitely want to be keeping to themselves. But the very fact that the Israelis are showing such reaction shows how vulnerable the regime is and how foolish it was for them to actually carry out this attack, where it not only killed six Hezbollah fighters, but also an official from the Iranian government.
We had breaking news in the past hour that a senior Iranian official has said that they have placed a complaint with the United States about the assassination of this Iranian general. And what's interesting, Professor Marandi, is that Major General Yahya Rahim Safavi has stated that Tel Aviv's lies has even become obvious for the United States and the Europeans. Do you think, therefore, that this is indeed true, that the U.S., that Israel is actually just going ahead making such extreme moves without even informing the U.S. that it's going to go ahead with obviously what resulted in the death of a senior Iranian commander?
Well, I think it was utter foolishness on behalf of the Israelis, because they have provided Iran with a very, very legitimate excuse, no matter how you look at it, to hit back at the Zionist regime, because the Iranian general was an official from a legitimate government, internationally recognized. He was in Syria, which is a country that has a government and has a seat at the United Nations. So he was a person who had a legitimate presence inside Syria. So the Israelis have really put themselves in a very difficult situation, because even Western regimes that support the worst atrocities of the Israelis in Gaza and the slaughter of innocents, they have no excuse to defend Israel's murder of an Iranian senior government official, which being a general makes him a senior Iranian official. So it puts Iran in a very commanding position, but I think the Iranians at the moment are in no rush to hit back at Israel, because they're waiting for an opportunity which would maximize its effect.
Thank you very much for that, Mohammad Marandi, professor at the University of Tehran, there on the phone. Thank you. The Russian president.